Stephanie, can I help you?
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about issues facing Exeter County. Are you registered to vote in Exeter County?
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Exeter County are going on the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Thank you. What is the most important issue facing Exeter County?
Education.
Thank you. How would you rate economic conditions in Exeter County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Exeter County will be better, worse, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close members in Exeter County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life on a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Exeter County. Excellent, good, or poor. Offering job opportunities in your field.
What are the choices again?
Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
Okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Poor.
Okay. Availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
Okay. Natural beauty and physical setting.
Poor.
Okay. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Fair.
Okay. Public transportation.
Fair.
Okay. Availability of quality health care.
Poor.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
Poor.
Okay. Quality of the public schools.
Poor.
Public safety and low crime.
Poor.
Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials.
Poor.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Fair.
Okay. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music.
Poor.
And being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Poor.
Thank you. Now, please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people: racial and ethnic minorities. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
There's a lot of ethnic minorities, so I'd say excellent.
Yeah, so, please rate how, if this is a place to live for them, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. Families with children?
Fair.
People living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Immigrants from other countries?
Good.
Retirees.
Poor.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new jobs, new businesses.
Probably good.
People like you.
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Poor.
And young single people?
4.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or 4?
Fair.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay the same?
Stay the same.
Thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for the economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not at all.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewals, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans with the community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all.
Okay, and how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for the community and development in Ector County? Very, somewhat, not too confident, but not at all confident?
Not at all.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely.
Very, very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family members are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, family reasons, poor education opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision and action, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor quality, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy cost of living, or illegal immigration?
Crime.
Thank you. Finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, some college, graduate? Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black,
white.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yep.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or over $75,000?
Over 75.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retire, homemaker, student, or unemployed?
Full-time.
Okay, thank you. So, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No, we're in the county.
Okay, that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.